And in terms of adverse, and it's always so hard to look at, tables of adverse events and really figure out what it means. What do we know about tolerability issues with this agent, as well as the other one you're going to talk about, compared to crizotinib?
So grade 3-4 AST/ALT elevation are the most common adverse events that were reported. So about 22% of patients had a grade 3 or 4 ALT, and about 10% of patients had grade 3 or 4 AST. As you guys know from practice, this is not something that causes a symptom for most patients. It's a laboratory abnormality. That said, you certainly don't want to play in that range where you're causing grade 3 and 4 elevated liver enzymes.
Is there a situation where you stop the treatment, wait for the enzymes to go back, and then start the treatment again, and patients are usually okay?
Usually started at a lower dose.
Right.
Sometimes we can stop and rechallenge at the same dose, but I found that's less of a path to success, and I generally lower the dose. And as I mentioned, the response rate in the 400 milligram dose level is relatively similar to the response rate in the 750 milligram dose level. So dropping back the dose a little bit to, say, 600 milligrams is perfectly tolerable for most patients, usually resolves the adverse event, and is likely to be just as effective.
Now, do you see this with crizotinib?
That was certainly one of the abnormalities seen in the phase I trial. There were patients with AST and ALT abnormalities. They were less frequent, is my recollection, but the same sort of thing where you could stop, reduce dose, and get your way through it.